This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Tomorrow night, the province of Quebec will impose an 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew for the next 4 weeks as the government aims to slow down climbing case numbers of the coronavirus. This is the first such curfew imposed in Canada since the pandemic began, according to the CBC. But it's a lesser measure than was rumored earlier this week when reports surfaced that the province would potentially go into a lockdown. So for more on this, I'm joined by Aaron Derfel, a health reporter at the Montreal Gazette. Aaron, welcome.
Good afternoon, Henry.
So what exactly are the restrictions that are going into place tomorrow night?
Okay, so apart from the curfew, non-essential businesses will still stay closed for another 4 weeks. Elementary school students will return to class this coming Monday, and a week after that, high school students. But what really, you know, people are full of trepidation about is the nightly curfew. So there are a lot of questions. People are worried about such things as, you know, can they walk their dog? Yes. Can they salt their driveway? Yes. You know, if they are a worker and they have to do an evening shift, can they do that if they're stopped by the police? Well, in that case, they'll have to show a letter from their employer. The curfew is controversial because, you know, critics say it will make it more difficult for low-income workers who work these nightly shifts. And Montreal has a big homeless population, and there are outbreaks in homeless communities. So what will they do? So there's still a lot of unanswered questions. Really, it is a mass society experiment that's about to be launched, and no one knows exactly how it's going to play out.
Yeah. Well, do public health officials expect this curfew could actually change the trajectory of the pandemic, and how would that happen?
That too is debatable. So there are other nations have proceeded with curfews with varying degrees of success. And obviously Quebec is hoping that this will cut down on community transmission. Earlier, the government had floated this idea of shutting down manufacturing, but it reversed course on that. And a lot of the outbreaks are occurring in manufacturing. The government has countered that the community transmission, a lot of it is between households. So the thinking, the hope at least, is that once the government imposes a curfew, fewer people will be likely to visit friends and family for dinner.
What is the big picture right now in terms of the progression of the virus?
The big picture is that our acute care healthcare system has reached its breaking point. Hospital ICUs are full. Quebec's largest pediatric hospital announced that it will be admitting young adults with COVID-19. This is unprecedented. Montreal Children's Hospital a couple of weeks ago started accepting adult post-operative patients in its ICU. So this gives you an idea of how stretched our system is. And that's why the government has imposed this curfew more than anything. It's not just an abstract matter of rising cases. It's that our healthcare system is overwhelmed.
At the same time, I understand vaccines have begun to be administered around the province. Is that rollout going as expected?
Well, it's better. Yesterday, the province administered nearly 14,000 vaccines. But even at that rate, right, to vaccinate 70-80% of the population, it would take 3 years. There's frustration at the provincial level that our federal government has been slow in procuring the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. And so there is just really this frustration. The government is hoping that by the end of this month, it will have vaccinated 250,000 people. But again, that's still not enough. Another thing I wanted to point out is just, you know, the wave of death. The province of Quebec so far has reported 8,606 deaths, 45 since yesterday. So that's another reason that the government is taking these drastic measures, because there is this, sadly, tragically, this second wave of COVID-19 death in the province.
Yeah. Aaron Derfel is a health reporter with the Montreal Gazette. Aaron, thanks for speaking with us again.
It was my pleasure.